Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. This morning is a first. I started a minute early on accident. I think I accidentally pressed start before I meant to press start. This is a first. Who knows? Maybe today's going to be a bucking bronco. Who knows? Welcome to... Have I even said it? Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to the Chicago Tony V Show. I'm so out of sorts. Anyway, good welcome. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is episode 86 for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. I shall start some music. That was weird. Somehow, I pressed the start button before I meant to. Thank God it was just like 30 seconds early. Can you imagine if I started this show like 15 minutes early? How out of sorts would you guys be? We've got this down to a science, don't we? I pride myself on my military timing. Just 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boom. Done. That was really weird. I happened to look up at my overpriced MacBook Pro. And RPAN was running. That's a first. However, I think we're going to overcome that. Everyone's doing good. I can see everyone ushering into the live stream. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see you all. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to episode 86. 86. You believe that shit? This is building. It's interesting. As I look at RPAN, it's like there's five watchers. And it looks like there's five commenters. This seems to be part of our culture now. People who watch the show love to interact in the live stream. And it's probably because it's because of all you beautiful people. All you regulars. All you VIP pepperonis. Plumber. Chicago Tank. Ethel Merman. Georgie Girl. Etc. Etc. Hey, who else missed Georgie yesterday? That was rough, wasn't it? Especially a Monday, too, especially after a hiatus. So what happened? So I missed Thursday and Friday because I was farming last week. And what happens, just basically in general, every morning that I do this show, there's a little element, a little something goes off in my brain that says, what are you doing? You can't do this. And then I turn on the cameras and then shit comes out of my mouth. And I'm just as surprised as the next guy. Well, after a hiatus, like 2 or 3 days, I missed Thursday and Friday, so that's 4 days in a row. Now I really have that thing in my brain that says, you don't do this. This isn't you. What's going on? We all know Georgie is my safety net, right? She's critical. She's key. So without Georgie yesterday, now I was really flying by the seat of my pants. So anyone who enjoyed yesterday's show, that's a miracle to me if you did. It's total gravy. And, I'm glad you did. Normally I have a blank white coffee cup. Today we got a little marketing. What this means, when you guys see a Starbucks coffee cup in my hand, which I hate Starbucks, that means that a money penny needs to run the goddamn dishwasher. That's what that means. That means that all of my plain white cups are out of commission. And now I'm promoting a brand that I don't even like. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone. Usher in. I'm just gonna go right ahead to the comment section. Let me get my disclaimer out of the way. You guys know me. Everything I say, it's allegedly, it's for entertainment purposes only, okay? Okay. Let's let bygones be bygones. The past is the past. And we're just going to proceed from there. What else do I say? Well, I always explain to my beautiful podcast listeners, thank you for listening to the podcast if that's what you're doing. You're listening on your own time, in your own way. Maybe you're out planting the garden, like I've been doing and am gonna be doing. Getting dirt. I noticed dirt under my fingernails the other day. I don't know how I feel about that. Anyway, maybe you're gardening. Maybe you're mowing the lawn. Whatever. Maybe you're waiting for your kid to get out of Taekwondo practice. And you're sitting there listening to the Chicago Tony V Show. First of all, thank you for doing that. I'm honored. I'm privileged. And I want to explain what you're listening to. Right now, I'm live streaming on Reddit. Right now, it's 7.05 and 33 seconds in the AM Eastern Standard Time. I do it this way so I can interact with all my friends. I'm one of the luckiest dudes on the planet. This is all a happy accident. I decided, because I was lonely, to put my fat face on Reddit. January 1st, 2021 was my first show. I was so lonely, I just thought, yeah, I'm going to fire this up and deal with trolls every day of my life. And it's been lovely. It's been the happiest accident. So I'm interacting with my friends. We call them Tony's Pepperonis. They're in the comment section of this live stream right now. So when you're listening through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, that you're going to hear me interacting with these folks. I'm going to do it henceforth. I took a little sip. Let's get to the comments section. Let's see. Let's talk the podium finish. Oh, big time. Big muscle. Beautiful tats. He posted one of his sleeves on the Chicago Tony V subreddit the other day. Chicago Tank, glorious. Keep on posting, man. Chicago Tank is in the gold medal position. In the silver medal position is a weirdo. This morning it's I don't wipe my butt. Is this person creating a new Reddit account every morning? What do you want to bet this person yesterday was Chicago Tony V? I was in the comment section yesterday, to my surprise. Good podium finish, sir. Check on your meds. Let's make sure you're at the right level. I worry about you a little bit. In the bronze medal position is Plumber for Life. He has a magnificent plumber vehicle. It's like the Ghostbusters chariot of plumbing. Plumber is an up and comer. He's gonna rule the world one of these days. Plumber has plans. And of course, now I can breathe a little sigh of relief. You guys, by the way, good job beating out the Team Penske of the comment section for the Chicago Tony V Show. That's, of course, the beautiful Inside and Out, the stunning redhead. She works for the XFL. It's the beautiful Georgie girl. Good morning, Georgie girl.
Just a small town girl.
Good one, Georgie. I see Amber Glow in the sections. So I don't want my butt says, why you get drunk, CTV. That's an interesting comment. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was in my title. Okay, I'll get to the story. I was like, how do you know that? Are you stalking me? Crazy. I forgot it was in my title. It was in the title. Good morning, Ethel Merman. Good to see you, friend. Always a pleasure. Chicago Tank says, this is my morning talk show. Hey, have you guys, I mean, I guess you don't have to, we've got a low tech budget, right? There's very little CGI. There's no staff to speak of that's here during the live show. It's my fat face and a Mac and what do I have? 7 screens, did we say? Which that's overkill. I guess probably for Reddit live streams, I'm a pretty high budget show probably. Pretty high budget show. I'm going to probably go drop a bunch more money today. We're working on the home studio, everybody. This is so on farming mornings, I can still do the show because I hate missing shows. I hate it. Plumber says Tony's favorite is back this morning. Yeah, right. It's going to be interesting. Jeffrey, the vet author, is in the house. Jeff Woodward, published author. The book is The Last of the Glowworms. Georgie and I are reading it. We're going to have Jeff on in the green room with Chicago Tony V and talk about the book. So far, it's really good. Tank says, I've waited 5 days to hear Georgie's voice. Yeah, come to think of it. I mean, I was going to say me too, but I just talked to her yesterday. Georgie and I are dear friends, right? Just another happy accident from the show. I'll tell you, I'm gonna just expose one of my life goals. So, if I can get to the point where I have, what would you call us? I mean, we're not pen pals because we call each other. So that's whatever, phone, whatever, call it friends, whatever. When I can have phone conversations with Chief Afa off the books, what? I'll feel like I have arrived. She needs to be on my board of directors. Chief Afa does. I wonder if we'll see her this morning. You never know. You never know. Plummer says your eyes must be better this morning. They are better, but they're still not totally perfect. They're a little blurry. They were a little blurry coming into the office today. And I mean, a big mistake I made yesterday is I did get drunk yesterday. So what they're doing today is they're watering a little bit. Spotify listeners, this is video too. I just wiped my eyes, which I've been wanting to do since the show started. Unbeknownst to me, the show started and I didn't know it was starting. It was weird. That's a first. Tank says, I had to open an Instagram to get the pics. LOL, I swapped phones and all the pics were gone. See, the comment section is jumping around so much, I don't really understand what you guys are talking about. I can't, it flies by too fast. Also, Danny Boy saw Tank's tats. This is funny. It's funny how you can just become a family over this technology, isn't it? I wonder if the overlords meant us to use it in this way. Or are we foiling their plans by becoming friends through a Reddit live stream? I like to think we're foiling their plans, but who knows? I know, Tank. Honestly, yeah. So I got to get... I mean, we've started this trend, obviously, for the sound effects. We all know Georgie has her own sound. And Robo Kitty and Chief Afa. And you know what's funny is I got to get new equipment so I can get sounds for all you guys. And I've... Still, I can't get a professional to tell me what sort of... I was talking to a guy yesterday. I was at, or not yesterday, the other day. I was talking to a guy at Guitar Center. I was like, do you have a thing with just a bunch of buttons on it that'll play different sounds? And it's kind of like, well, sort of, but then they'll do these 9,000 other things. And it's like, hey, is there something simple? Surely something simple exists. Dundor B's in the house. Good to see you, Dundor. All right, do I look like I have a smudge on the screen? Says I don't wipe. It could very well be because you know what happened about 2 minutes before the show started? My tripod collapsed. It just drooped. Like the whole thing fell over and I caught it in my hands. Total bucking bronco. So maybe is there a smudge? Someone please confirm. Oh, Chief Afa's out the whole week. Oh man, bummer. All right, I will survive. Oh, the hat has a smudge. That could be too. Who knows? I'm gonna have to go through these comments after the fact to see, is there an imperfection in our stream? Oh my gosh. All right, so yeah, so I got, yesterday was Monday, right? Today's Tuesday. Yeah. I did the most glorious thing. All right, so I met an old college buddy. He probably thought we were meeting for lunch, maybe. I'm not sure. It was around noon, 12:30. And I got drunk. It was glorious. I just thought, you know, I thought to myself, it's like, why didn't I do it this way more often? The thing to do is to get it out of your system still during the day. You have all this time to recover. So I was at this bar, I don't know, let's see. I mean, maybe 6 hours yesterday. I went through the whole gamut. I got nice and drunk. I mean, not fall down, but I was good. This is an old college roommate of mine. And it's funny how you fall into those old patterns. Like with me, it wasn't even a question. It's like, I'm in a bar with this guy. Line it up. Let's go. Let's drink like it's our jobs. And so it was a great time. And as I said, it's nice. I had nowhere to go. I could have spent 10 hours there. Who cares? I just thought, I'm just going to sit here. I knew I was drunk, but I knew I had all the time in the world. It's like, I'm going to wait it out. And I did. And I got the whole gamut. I had a great time. Dropped. The good thing is I drink total shit beer. I'm a Coors Light guy. And it's because I can just drink it endlessly. I actually started, now that I think about it, my first beer was like a craft beer. Too much for me. I have simple tastes. Georgie says the stream is fine. It's just that, okay. It's just that person. Okay, got it. Enough said. Billie Jean. 555 says we can't hear you. I beg to differ. Maybe it's that you can't hear me, but it seems like other people can hear me. And Tank chimes in, turn your volume up. Georgie says Coors Light is practically water, so it's not really getting drunk. You know, fair enough. I'm not much of a drinker, so maybe I have this theory. Maybe because I rarely drink, Coors Light can give me a buzz, whereas maybe with many people it doesn't work that way. I don't know. But I had a good old time. It was good. Let's see. I was in college. Holy shit. I mean, you know, over 30 years ago. I did have this thing, right, where I'm sitting across from my buddy. And of course, you have flashbacks and we talk about the old days and all that stuff. Of course, that's what you do. But I'm doing the math in my head. And it's like, holy shit, we're old. We're old. How did this happen? I think life is weird in that it feels like it drags on forever. And it also feels like it's over in an instant. Am I the only one that feels that way? I doubt it. There's just part of me that's like, how did this happen? And let me think. I mean, I have this thing. I've talked about it a little bit before. I've talked about it a little before, and I fall in love with waitresses. That's my thing. And I think it's that I like to be around a lady, right, who kind of has to do what I say. I think that's the allure there. And it's like, don't we all want, fellas, don't we all want the ability to say to a lady, hey, bring me a sandwich, would you? I think that's what gets me. And so in my caveman brain, what happens is I decide, well, this girl is really into me because I said, hey, get me a beer. And then she brought me a beer and she did it with a smile. And then I say, get me another beer. And then she does that. and she does it with a smile again and a little bit of chit-chat. Now, my caveman brain forgets the fact that it's because there's money involved. You know? And bring me a sandwich, and then she does that. And of course, at my age, waitresses, waitstaff, barkeeps, they're almost all younger than me, right? Which, again, that goes right into the caveman brain. So I think yesterday there were three ladies that I just decided, oh, totally. Let's get together. I'll put your kids through college. It'll be great. And there's clearly something between us. And I know in their brains, all they're just thinking is like, I hope this short fat dude has an extra 20 in his wallet. I hope this is worth my time. I don't know. Yeah, so I'm a Coors Light guy. Oh, someone said, let's see if I've already missed it. Someone said, I would love to see you on TikTok. And it turns out I am on TikTok. I'm not a real active TikTok person. But if you search up Chicago Tony V, yeah, Loyal Doge said it. Dude, I'd love to see you on TikTok. Yeah, I'm up there. Go check it out. Whatever. Look for Chicago Tony V in there. You want to know something? I find TikTok incredibly depressing. I still don't understand why. There's no other social media platform that I've tried to adopt where it just did not stick. I get overwhelmed with sadness when I watch TikTok. I'm being totally honest. And it's weird because what is it? It's you get on TikTok and it's like, it's a bunch of funny stuff. It's a bunch of beautiful people. It's, you would think that would be this smorgasbord of happiness. But for me, honestly, TikTok does the exact opposite. And I think part of it is when I'm going through TikTok, there's this other part of my brain, other part of my awareness that says, ah, my brain is turning into that attention span of a goldfish, right? I'm losing it. Like, I can't even wait. How long are TikTok videos? Like a minute? I can't even wait the minute. I can't sometimes. Do you all do this, all you TikTokers? I will judge a video now maybe 2 seconds in. Ah, not for me. Boom. Swipe, 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 swipe. So the platform is just creating that goldfish brain and attention span. I believe articles have been written about that. And I get sad. And I think part of it too is when you see videos, like when you see on TikTok, you'll see a video where someone's like, don't swipe. That's like the first thing they say. That to me is so pathetic. Someone's on the platform and just begging, just please, please watch me for a second. Please don't leave me. I find that very sad. But anyway, I'm up there. I haven't put stuff up there in a while. Hardcore Hendrix says, I still thought it was 2002 until the pandemic, according to my former girlfriend. Really? Oh my gosh, let's see what Plumber says. A lot of bars and restaurants in my area are struggling. Not enough employees and no one wants to work. They want to keep getting that printed money. So true. So true. You know, I bought a couch yesterday. And the guy, I was like, when can you deliver it? And he's like, first thing, he's like, I was like, this is the couch I want. And he's like, well, just to warn you, I highly doubt we're going to have it in stock because we have almost nothing in stock. He's like, I'll check, but it's going to be on back order. I was like, I get it. I'm waiting on all sorts of shit forever. He goes and checks, He goes, "You're not going to believe it. We actually have one. It's your lucky day." I said, "Cool. When can you deliver it?" He's like, "We can't. It's going to take a while because they can't keep employees. These delivery guys are staying at home and just collecting checks." So, yeah. And yeah, it's super sad to me that bars and restaurants are struggling. That's really rough. It's happening everywhere. In my area, I've seen, I keep an eye on that stuff. And I remember back in the early days of this flu deal, whatever's going around, it's got a name. I remember some fell early, but then there have been some hangers on. There was a restaurant I noticed just the other day. The hell was it? But it was really, it's like, it is really hanging on. And I just saw finally yesterday, it's like, oh, it's closed. It's a shit show. Robo Kitty's in the house. Yes, Robo, I got drunk yesterday. And good morning, dear. Always good to see you. Robo, are you working nights still or days? I've lost track of your schedule. Sometimes I want to reach out to you, but then I'm afraid of like waking you up or something. If you know what I mean. Plumber says, "Tony, rent a truck and get it yourself." No can do, Kimasabi. That ship has sailed, man. I'm going to be doing... I mean, I can't... I don't climb ladders, first of all. I haven't climbed a ladder, and that's a personal rule. I haven't climbed a ladder, I'll bet, at least 15 years. I just simply won't do it. But then manual labor in general. No, that ship has sailed. Now, I'm going to be at this farm a lot this summer. That's going to be some manual labor. And surely I'm going to be in situations where I just think, oh, fuck, why did I agree to do this? They're going to be, I'll probably come out of this thing with, who knows, I'm betting either a back injury or a knee injury. But no, hauling my own couch, no, that ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. I will import a team from really anywhere to go do it for me. I was about to say something that's probably, whatever, not politically correct anymore because we all like to get butthurt. So I toned it down. Plumber, I appreciate, you're actually right. Your idea is right. I should be a man's man and do it myself. I'm just saying, it's just, I could throw it in the Bambulance, no problem. I'm just not going to do it. I don't want to lift this thing even for a second. I just want someone else to do it for me. Plumber says, "We waited 3 months for bedroom furniture and 6 months for a desk." Holy shit. It's rough times. So Robo is working nights. Oh, she says, "But I don't sleep, so don't worry about waking me. I just slept after being up for 3 days straight." Holy shit, Robo. I don't know, man. Worrisome. Vincenzo, have the Deer Whisperer get it? Says Chicago Tank. That dude couldn't lift a cushion. No. He couldn't even hand... If I put a throw pillow on this thing, Vincenzo, first of all, can't be trusted with it. He'd probably break a throw pillow. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but this is a person... He doesn't even get sunlight. He's like a vampire. Back in the day, back in the 70s, right? We would have called Vinny... We had a word for it. We call it a burnout. Remember back in the 70s, dudes that were like, they were always super skinny with the long hair and whatever. We called them burnouts. Yeah, Vince, no. Vince can't go anywhere near any of this. First of all, he wouldn't show up. Vinny, it's at thus and so time. Boom. Not going to happen. He can't lift shit. By the looks of him, he can't even lift a dinner fork. I worry about the kid. Plumber, no need to help me out. I'm going to throw a little do-re-mi at it. This is me pumping the economy. Right? I'm going to do my part. I'm giving other people employment, and I'm happy to do it. Thank you for the offer, though. Eskimil 808 says, would you rather have eyes made from butter or eat butter made from eyes? I suppose I got to go with eat butter made from eyes, right? To me, that's no contest. If my eyes were made from butter, that sounds like a pain in the ass. I like my eyes, even though they're not perfect. Plumber says, I feel like I'm at a high-dollar restaurant with the music. Hey, what can I say? Mission accomplished, right? I'm trying to create a high-dollar show, Plumber. I feel like one of my goals in life is just to infuse a little class and culture back into the population. We all know on the Reddit live stream right now, I'm going up against, you know, probably how many pot smokers am I going up against right now? That might be rare this time of the morning, but who knows? They could be around the planet, anywhere on the planet. You know, I've got, I'm up against maybe some guy stitching a leather wallet. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm probably up against four or five guys that are like playing electric guitar right now. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just trying to offer something a little different. You know, what the hell? Tank says he hates people. Oh, Jeffrey agrees. Yes, burnouts. We also call them skids. Yes. I forgot that one. That's a great term. Holy cow. Burnouts. Robo says, you don't have guys that hang out at Home Depot looking for work? Well, this furniture store has their own freaking movers. Now the guy did. He told me the team's pretty small because most of the guys that normally were movers, they're sitting at home collecting a paycheck. But he has some guys that are still working. But it's gonna take. I think it's coming Friday. Now that I think about it. And so I said, yeah. Just have your guys do it when they can get to it. Blah blah blah. Georgie says, it's crazy around here, Robo. There's an entire section of the parking lot that's been taken over by day laborers at the Home Depot. Yeah, East Coast. See, I'm Midwest. It's not as hardcore. People aren't as starving as hard. Helpers. But I mean, back in the... Yeah, I've used a lot of those type of guys over the years. Absolutely. And it's great that they exist. And I mean, it's a working economy. It's really good to see how it, they have a purpose and they're feeding their families that way. It works. Plumber says, if only the other people would play this while they film their cats sleeping. I bet they get a few more viewers, huh? That's funny. Hey, phone lines are open. By the way, in general, my rule of thumb, just so you guys know, if I got the phone number up there, feel free to call me if you want. But short of that, I'm going to dip into the mailbag because it looks like, I don't know. 4-5-3-4, something like that. Let's see who's got what. If anyone wants to send a question into the show, people seem to enjoy this. I'm always flabbergasted, A, that anyone ever tunes in, and B, that anyone ever sends a question into the show. But it's fun. I think maybe the more shy people that say to themselves, oh, I'm never going to call this guy. No way, that's not me. Maybe some of those people like sending in whatever questions. That's great. If you want to send it to the show, the email address is chicagotonyvlikevictory@gmail.com. Let's see what we got today. Okay, Tank says he's shy. Dear Tony, with you being an IndyCar fan, maybe you can give me a bit of advice. I've been bringing my son to Indy for the last few years, and he loves it. That's awesome. Good job. This year, he has started asking how he can become an IndyCar driver. Oh, Jesus. At first, I thought it was just a phase, but he is really pushing for this and even doing his own research. I don't want to discourage him, as this is the first thing he really seems passionate about, but it scares the hell out of me. He has discovered organized go-karting, and he is begging his mom and I to help him get into the sport. I don't know the first thing. By chance, do you have any background in this or know anybody? Love the show. This is from Terry B. in Columbus, Ohio. Wow, awesome question. Good job taking your kid to the Indy 500. It's great. One of my biggest joys in life is introducing people that haven't been to the race, introducing them to the race. I've got, who do I have on the hook this year? I'm trying to think. I've got, I'm working on maybe four of my guests at the race are going to be, they've never been before. I got 8 tickets up in turn 3. It's pretty swanky. Anyway, wow, so the kid, do you say how old this kid is? Doesn't say how old this kid. You've been taking him for a few years, so maybe he's, 13 or so. I think 10 years old is a great time to start taking a kid. They're old enough. They're not so little. I've seen some people take some little kids there. I think they're crazy, but whatever. Go-karting. Yeah, I know in open wheel, I mean, historically, that's been a huge pathway. It seems like they always start in karting. If you want to end up being an open wheel racer, as opposed to like a NASCAR guy, which maybe, I don't know, maybe they start in go-karts too. I'm not entirely sure. But I hope you're ready, Terry, I hope you're ready to spend a little bit of money, because it's, from what I understand, it's pretty costly. It seems to be a bit of a, now not always, but I mean, it's a rich man's sport. I can remember, I've been to go-kart. I haven't been to a lot of go-kart races, but I've been to some. And I mean, they got the whole setup, the trailers, the whole thing. It's like a race team, some of these guys. I mean, it is a race team, all of them, I guess. But they look like professional race teams. It's just that the cars are little and the drivers are little, usually. Plumbers thought about calling in. You don't like your phone voice, though? You know, potato, potato. Tank says, have him drive getaway cars. It's funny. But yeah, the karting thing. Now, keep in mind, too, Terry. I mean, it's a tough call, because I totally get, it's like you have a kid that's showing a passion for the thing. You clearly have a passion because you've been bringing him to the race. I understand that it's an awesome way for families to bond. Like when you have a kid racing, I mean, you're basically taking road trips with your family. And I think that's kind of cool. That's probably a real positive. Be ready to spend some money. Also, be ready for these things go fast. Right, a lot of these things. So your wife is going to be terrified. You might be terrified. I'm betting your kid is probably not going to be terrified, or at least is going to be able to overcome it and maybe not show you that he's terrified, because it sounds like he really wants to do it. But there used to be the best go-kart race I've ever been to. There was, so there's a town up north in RV country, Elkhart, Indiana, north of the Indy 500, that they used to do this go-kart race. They called it the Elkhart Grand Prix. And it was in downtown Elkhart. And just think of like an old school town, right? And they blocked off all the streets and they had this, it was like a Grand Prix race. This thing was really big, like ESPN filmed it and all this stuff. And the first year, I think I went 2 years in a row. I could not believe how freaking fast these machines were. It was ungodly, ungodly fast. And I'm just thinking, these are kids. These are kids in this thing. I mean, these things, I think these, some of these go-karts would do like 120 in a straightaway. 120 miles an hour. A kid. So, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. Study it. Study it. Google it. Right, Georgie? Just Google it. But be ready to spend some money. It's going to be dangerous. Make sure you do all your safety right. But I say, fuck it, do it. Do it. It's gonna build up your beautiful family. All right? Do it. Get on the Google machine, says Tank. It knows all. Yes, it does. How did we ever get through life without this shit? Again, I think they're driving us toward this goldfish brain. I might be 3/4 of the way there already. I don't know. Not only do I have a goldfish brain, but it's an aging goldfish. It's, you know, it's a rough haul. But anyway, okay, here's another one. This one's shorter. Let's see what this one is in about. Hey, Tony V. I've enjoyed watching your show. And I have maybe a bit of a weird question. You're such an upbeat guy, and I find myself wondering if you have any tragedies in your past. I'm going through a very tough time, and I'm looking for any signs that life eventually gets better. Sorry if this is too personal. This is from Kenny in Danbury, Connecticut. Danbury, Connecticut. I've actually been through Danbury, Connecticut. That's a really interesting question. And Kenny, whatever it is, I'm sorry you're going through some tough shit. I think that's part of life. Tough, you know, life throws you curveballs. And I think, frankly, that's kind of part of the spice of life. Listen, if we all had perfect lives and did not have shit we had to deal with, I kind of think it wouldn't be as meaningful, believe it or not. Don't all the rich billionaires, don't half of them go nuts? Like, didn't that DuPont guy just started banging wrestlers, male wrestlers, right? And like driving tanks into other people's yards. Didn't he even kill a dude? What I'm trying to say is, if you have no adversity, I think maybe your brain can actually create the diversity. I don't know. Howard Hughes, that's a good one, plumber. Howard Hughes. Now, he crashed an airplane or two. That was a little diversity, but yeah, he's another example. By the way, there's a fascinating, and I'm sorry, Kenny, I'm going to get back to your question, but there's a fast, speaking of Howard Hughes, before I forget, there's a fascinating book on Howard Hughes. It's little known. I saw the author give a talk once. I think it's called Boxes. Is it called Boxes? There's a lady. There's a lady who claims to be the, what would it be? The widow of one Howard Hughes. Who supposedly, based on this lady, what this lady said, dude kind of like faked his own death or whatever, and it's one of these, hit the reset button for his life. And he lived as like a kind of a pauper kind of guy, like down in Mississippi or something like that. Lived in a trailer with this lady and all this shit. It sounds crazy as hell. However, this author, I saw the author speak for like a couple hours, and it's like, holy shit. And the guy basically said, I was totally, I wasn't buying it, but then he kept looking at, he kept following up on what she was saying. It matches up, it matches up. He actually got a photograph. There's a photograph. I think it's on the front of the book. I own the book. Have I read the whole thing? No, I haven't. Boxes, I think is what it's called. Holy shit. What a tangent. Hey, good morning, El Salt. Good to see you, buddy. Tank says, life is like a roller coaster, ups and downs, and sometimes throws you for a loop. Yeah, no shit. So yeah, I've had tragedies in my life. I think we lost my dad in 2016. He was my everything. I idolized the guy. Loved him dearly. He and I were super close. It's hard to call that a tragedy, really, because, I mean, in a way, it's like super, super lucky. He lived to 74. And I mean, you know, he was in my life for the first, whatever it is, 46 years of my life, something like that. So I don't know if I can call it a tragedy. It was certainly life-changing. I'll never be the same, but it was the end of a really a beautiful miracle to, in my eyes, which is, I got to be his son. I have his genetics in me, which is half of his genetics, or however that shit works. So really, the story of me and my dad, to me, is a miracle rather than a tragedy, but losing him was super, super tough. I think for me, the tragedy is, what I really wanted in life was my own family, I wanted to be like my dad. That's what I grew up with and stuff, and I thought I was heading that way, and then it took a turn, a tragic turn, and to me that's my tragedy. I'll just throw it out there, like I think that part of me, I feel like I had something to offer. I have something to offer. And so like when I'm at home by myself, I'm just trying to make sense of that. Like, that's the thing. I thought, you know, I had this sort of general vision and I thought that's where I was going to be headed. And it didn't, you know, it's like someone said, life, it's a roller coaster, life throws you curveballs and whatever. But I think it's important to find all sorts of stuff, even the bad stuff, you can find meaning in it. And I think the biggest thing, Kenny from Danbury, Connecticut, is just fucking keep on trucking. One foot in front of the other. Thank you, Plumber. He says, damn, Tony, I think you would be a kick-ass dad. Thank you, man. That means a lot. It really does. I appreciate it. Special Kitty. Welcome to the show, Special Kitty. Good to see you. You say you're right. Developing perspective is the key to surviving difficult times. Oh, Tank says his dad calls him 4 times a day about nothing. But I will never not answer. Man drives me batshit crazy, but I'd never forgive myself if it was a call that something was wrong. Yeah, family's everything, you know? It's everything. And that's really cool that you pick up, and it's really cool that he calls you. Yeah, because it's like when they're gone, they're gone. Not McLovin 77 says, Tony, do you think the economy is about to experience a major crash or no, and why? Not McLovin, yes, I do. Speaking of a tragedy, now, disclaimer, hello, we're not a financial show. I'm just a crazy person on the internet, but you asked, so I'm going to answer that question. Yes, I've been very worried about that. And frankly, I've been extremely, what's the word, distracted by it. I think we are in some rough shape. But I think if right now is as bad as it ever got, I think, you know, we'd all be fine. We'd all come back. But the problem is I think it's going to get a lot worse. You know, I have, over the years, you know, I have, like, call them financial advisors or financial thought leaders or whatever. You know, I have just kind of my go-to people that I sort of listen to and talk to and check in with and all that stuff. And we're in a time right now where I can't remember. I can't remember another time ever in my life. I'm 50 years old, where all the financial people that I know and trust and just sort of rely on and check in with, every last one of them is completely freaked out. And not only that, but just they kind of don't know what to do. Everyone's bracing themselves. And it's like, when, and let's face it, all these people are smarter than I am. I mean, I know some guys that super, super bright, always five steps ahead. And they're just kind of at a place right now where it's like, here's how bad it is. Like, I know a guy that, and I'm not going to name names because that I won't do it. But I know a guy that, you know, has properties in several different countries. He doesn't know where he would go. He's totally freaked out. This is a guy worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he's just scratching his head saying, what the hell's going to happen? So, thank you, Not McLovin 77. Feels like we haven't seen you in a good while. Good to see you back. Special Kitty is a Chicago girl. Oh, fabulous. Hey, does anyone remember the Thirsty Whale? Is that still around in Chicago? The Thirsty Whale. I haven't thought about that place in 25 years, I'll bet. Tank says, I got four older kids and they give me headaches, but I'll always be there for them. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's what it's all about, man. Family. That's it. There's the Italian coming out in me, right? Robo says, Tony, did you have a birthday that we missed? No. I'm actually going to get right out there. My birthday is on Bastille Day. July 14th, Bastille Day. Oh, shit. Georgie knew that? Holy crap. Georgie, how close are we? This is unbelievable. If you ever forget Danny's birthday and remember my birthday, we've got problems. Or maybe better said, Danny has problems. Everyone needs a cannoli cake on July 14th. That's funny. The whale is gone. I'm not surprised. Hot damn. That place was the shit back in the 80s. That was a great hairband place. Robo thought I was 49. No, 50. The big 5-0, I'm going to be 51 in July. It's depressing as hell. It's not something I'm very proud of. By the way, good God, I feel the puffy booze face today. You know, you pay a price. You dance with the devil, you're going to pay a price. I drank way too much beer yesterday. And, Georgie and Danny's birthdays are 5 days apart. See, that helps. That helps immensely. Midnight Tempest 767 says good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. It's always great to see everybody. You know, so much fun. Let's see what else is in the mailbag. Here we go. 54 minutes in. Before I get to the letter, Leo from Green. Welcome. Hi. Good to see you. You should follow me on Reddit to be alerted. We do the show every 7 a.m. every Monday through Friday, usually, unless I'm farming. you say, what's up? Are you streaming on Twitch as well? No, we have plans we're going to be doing some stuff on Twitch. I'm going to be, we'll have some stuff on Twitch. We're building a home studio. Once that's going, I think we'll be doing some Twitch stuff. Oh, Danny's and mine are 5 days apart. Now that you say that, Georgie, I remember you saying that. Yeah. Good God. So much going on. Okay, mailbag. Dear Chicago Tony, I would love to hear your thoughts on an age-old question. Do you believe in nature or nurture? I have two young boys and I worry about them making their way in the world. I find you to be very well-spoken, well-rounded, and poised. And I'm just wondering if you would care to share your observations on how you ended up this way. Were you just wired to be this way, or is there something your parents did or didn't do to help? This is from Pepperoni Jennifer. Thank you for the, wow, what a nice thing to say. Thank you, that's neat. Nature or nurture, it is an age old question, isn't it? You know, I have a good friend who's a pretty prominent psychologist. Guy's written books, he's been on TV and all that stuff. Again, I'm not going to name names, but he is in the camp of it's nature. And this guy was involved in a lot of these studies on twins. We've talked about it over there. And so what he says is, you know, you look at twin studies and you take especially adopted twins, and they end up in different families, etc., etc., and they end up, for the most part, just like their biological parents and all that stuff. And I think there's definitely something to that. Now, this is his spin. Now, I find my friend, again, he's very, very prominent, but I think he's actually a little off. I think it's a blend. I think it's nature and nurture. So, yes, like, so my parents are like me, right? They, I grew up sort of watching them operate, right? So a lot of who I am happened through osmosis. However, I think, there's a whole lot of nurture too. So I went to fancy schools, right, growing up. And imagine if I weren't exposed to that stuff. Like, I'm trying to think of something in particular, like an example in particular. Well, I've talked before. I was at this party. I've talked about a party I was at where the family. I always like going through photo albums, and so I was at this party. It was, I think, I where was I? Long Island, I think. I think I was on Long Island. I'm going through the family's photo album, and the family. They traveled to Paris. They took a Paris trip with Johnny Carson. This is while Johnny Carson was Johnny Carson, right? They had a Christmas morning with the Reagans while the Reagans were in office, right? So we're talking ballers, total ballers. My point is, that's a thing where I'm in a situation where I experienced this thing firsthand, like when you're in a room of people like that, you observe, and so imagine I still have my genetics than my parents, but imagine they sent me to pick whatever, just a rot gut, not to explain or show my age, but remember Welcome Back Cotter, right? The Sweat Hogs. Let's just say I was never put in those types of situations, and I'm just whatever, hanging out at the pool hall and whatever. I think there's a lot of stuff I would just be completely unaware of because I would never experience it. So I think, Jennifer, your kid, there's a whole lot of nature. I mean, your kids, their personalities are going to be who they are. But where the rubber hits the road as a mother, right, and what you need to be thinking about is the experiences. That's the shit anyone can do. Tank says horse shack. Tank gets it. So, anyway, yeah, it's the experiences, right? And so I think that stuff is in anyone's reach, within anyone's reach. As a matter of fact, I'll use my dad as a perfect example. Well, really, and my mom too. So my mom's still with us. She just turned 80. These were very sophisticated people, very cultured people. They could go swanky, swanky. They were comfortable in any situation. My mom grew up on a farm, not too swanky necessarily. My dad is the child of very simple people. His mom was a hairdresser. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not, you're not hanging out with the Reagans, right? If you're a hairdresser, his dad was a high school teacher. Very simple. So I got to see for myself that my parents could ascend and become these things. There's a thing in life where you can become what you want to become to an extent. Now, I'm never going to become an NBA center, right? But there's all sorts of this stuff through experience and through emulation and all that stuff. So with your kids, Jennifer, try and give them experiences. Expose them to stuff. That's the secret. Listen, we're over an hour in. It's good to see everybody. I'm going to pull the ripcord. It's great to spend the day with you guys again. I will be back tomorrow morning. And I love you guys and I like you guys. Thank you for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. This is just a beautiful, happy accident. Before we go, I always want to remind people, don't take any shit from anybody. I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.